Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Tes and Maseches Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learn about include Rav Huna's explanation of the stira regarding Tashlumi Nezek, Oy Kesef Oy Meitiv. The Mazik has two payment options. He can pay with either Kesef or his Meitiv field. And B'delesle, Shava Kesef Afila Subin. If he has neither of the two, he can pay with any item of monetary value, even brand, and he's not required to sell his Shava Kesef to pay with Kesef. The machleik is regarding ha'achim shechalku, uvo v'alchei v'not l'chelke sh'alechet mehen. Two brothers who divided their father's land between themselves, but then a balchayv confiscated the first brother's karka for a debt of their father. Is the second brother obligated to give the first brother from his karka or not? Behidur mitzvah ad shlish b'mitzvah. A person who spends money on a mitzvah is obligated to add up to one third of the price to beautify the mitzvah. The next mission is halacha of kol shechavti b'shmirasa hichsharti es nizkai. A person who is negligent in his obligation to safeguard his item to prevent it from causing damage is considered to have actually caused the damage, and he is therefore liable to reimburse the nizik. The machlokes is Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon regarding Masur Lo Shel Heves. If a person handed a burning flame to a Chereshet for cotton, a mentally incompetent person, and then it caused Hezek, is the owner liable or not?